Episode 3. All right, let's do this. Okay, so NXT TakeOver was a thing. War Games. So, first match. How'd you like it?
No. Nah. No. It was an improv. It was like a 10-second impromptu match that sucked.
Yeah, Matt Riddle and Cassius Ohno.
Cassius Ohno is not a good heel.
No.
I'm saying it right now. He's not.
No. The knockout artist. Yeah, he got knocked out of the iron. He brined it. Second match, Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler.
That wasn't the second match.
Was it?
Was it?
Was it?
I don't think it was.
I'm pretty sure it was.
No, was it?
It was the second match then.
Wasn't it Gargano and Alistair?
No, I don't think so. Oh, I think it was Kairi Sane and Shayna Baszler, and then it was Alistair.
Yeah, it was Shayna Baszler and Kairi Sane.
How'd you feel with that one?
Oh, it was iffy.
I mean, it's going to be great to lead up to another feud because her shoulder was up.
Bullshit. Wasn't up. She won fair.
And you have a boner for her or something?
No.
No,
I wanted the table shifting to one side.
But, no. So,
yeah, I thought it was just lack of leg.
Yeah, so it's gonna lead up to a 3-on-3 tag team match, which I'm excited for. Dakota Kai, Io Shirai, and Kairi Sane versus the Three Horsewomen. Ronda Rousey's the fourth, by the way, to Chris, just so you know.
Nah.
Then Johnny Gargano versus Aleister Black. That was a great match.
Yeah, they're really
good. Johnny Wrestling, man. I'm going to say it. In 5 years, he's going to be the wrestler in WWE. He's going to be the face of the company.
I'm not going to say he's going to be the next John Cena. No, he might be the next Seth Rollins.
No, he's going to be the face of the company.
No.
He's been in 3 main events. How many stars all 3 of them get?
We don't know how many this one, last one got.
Well, he had 2 Tommaso Ciampa matches and the one with Andrés y Ramos. This is the 4th one. This one can get 5 stars. I don't know.
Yeah, but, I mean, both of the Tommaso Ciampa match, only one of the Tommaso Ciampa matches got 5 stars.
Oh, the one that when they get 4.5 or something?
It was around 4 stars, and then you had the
Andrade San Almas match, which Dave Meltzer made the greatest match of the year.
Which is the greatest match of the year.
From any promotion. And Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho 2 happened.
What didn't?
No, Okada.
Okada.
Okada 2 happened.
I was going to say, Chris Jericho and them didn't fight again.
No, it was on one time. Okada 2 and Kenny and Okada 2 happened. Johnny Gargano and Andrés y Ramos, people who aren't wrestling fans, WWE fans don't really know much about, they pulled off the greatest match of the year, according to one of the greatest reporters of the year, of anything, of wrestling-wise.
Mm-hmm.
They just had a great story behind it. It was good. And, like, the ending when Alistair just like grabbed Johnny Gargano's face and was like I cleanse you of your sins and just knocks him out and pins him 1-2-3, Johnny Gargano might be a face now, or
I mean I think he was a better heel.
I don't know, but I like the okay. And I know costumes aren't what wrestling fans care about, but God, that was cool. In honor of Stan Lee, that Marvel Punisher gear, that was awesome.
Yeah,
Johnny Takeover, man. Is that his new nickname now, Johnny Takeover?
No, I think
that should be his.
It was that NXT Takeover, so it's probably just Johnny Takeover.
That should be his nickname, I think. Anybody else think that should be his nickname, Johnny Takeover?
Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine it, like Johnny Mania.
But yeah, so. And then. Match after that one, Velveteen Dream and Ciampa.
That one, it had his
It had its moments.
It had good spots. Wasn't really interested in it.
No, and I mean
there was really close calls there.
Yeah, but like I mean, you can't have him that close to winning and just he just doesn't get the job done. That's not good for him.
No, Velveteen Dream did good. He did real good.
Yeah, but I mean I'm just saying it's like
And then War Games was last, right? That was next War Games.
War Games.
That War Games match. How'd you like it? That was your first War Games you ever watched, right?
Yep. I didn't watch 2017 last year.
How'd you like it?
Liked it. pretty good.
And it was meh all the way up until Pete Dunne came out. Then it got good.
Yeah, they had all the weapons and stuff in. Honestly, I ain't gonna lie. I was hoping William Regal would come out with some bolt cutters, bolt cutter thing, you know, going to the ring and Regalplex someone, you know?
Yeah.
It didn't happen because it's WWE.
Well, it was a really good match.
Well, whenever Regalplexes someone and puts someone in a wheelchair, then you call me.
The spots weren't bad. It was really good. Everything about it was good.
Did they wrestle a wheelchair?
Okay, but so the thing is, that shot of them looking down, and it was like good versus evil just staring off, that was awesome.
But was there a wheelchair in the middle?
Okay, shut up. And who could forget that camera angle? Everybody's in a suplex and sees Bobby. You see Bobby Fish just choking the shit out of one of the warriors. He's like no. They go like, ah, get off me. And they do that slam. And Ricochet, reverse 630 senton. Yeah. God. That was awesome. I think he could have landed it better if he landed like right in the middle of him. But yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Dude, the final part where Pete Dunne did his pump handle slam thing and then whatever the fuck Ricochet did.
Yeah, he did 450 onto him.
I guess, huh? All I saw was him going, oh, shit!
Yeah, the announcer said he ended it with the 450, so
it's just like, 1, 2, 3, beautiful ending. But the cool part was when the camera panned away, and it was Pete Dunne and Ricochet standing tall on top of the war game, and everybody else was laying down on the ground. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
No, nothing about that stinked, in my opinion. You know what does stink, though?
What? Did you really just fart? Oh my god.
I'm like a canal. Went out both ways.
Oh my gosh.
But, so that was cool. Survivor Series is coming out tomorrow. You guys excited about it?
No.
No?
No.
No.
Nope. Not at all. Well, honestly, I'm excited to see what they're going to do because they got some wrestlers who can do some pretty good spots. They got Jeff Hardy. They got Drew McIntyre. They got, is Ziggler in the...
No. I think he's on Team Raw.
Okay, well, we'll see some good sells.
You only brought up Drew McIntyre because you have a major boner for him.
No, also Jeff Hardy's awesome, too.
I wish you all would stop lifting my table with y'all's mega boner.
No, Jeff Hardy's awesome. We're going to have,
Then we can get some more neighbor complaints.
But, So that's something I'm excited to see actually is what they're gonna do with it and see what happens.
Yeah.
Survivor Series. You know, traditional 5-on-5 tag elimination style standard thing.
Best part is I don't even know who's in the match.
Nobody does. What would be your five?
If I could have my
If you were a captain, who would you have?
Remember last time we started getting on this five people topic?
Mm.
I brought up Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Let's not bring up Hulk Hogan again.
Well, Hulk Hogan's all I'd be talking to in the movie now, so he's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, let's just not bring up Hulk Hogan again.
Okay, you don't have to.
Okay, let's, I don't know mine.
Dalton? Your five wrestlers you would have in a Star Series match.
Okay, right here. Undertaker, Brock, yep. Biker Taker.
Okay, so Undertaker, American Badass.
Brock.
Okay.
Like 2002 Brock.
Okay.
Okay. I would have The Rock.
O2 Rock.
No, okay. Not O2 Rock. Nowadays Rock. Do you see his arms? Like,
well, you're...
I would punch it. Like, and then, you know Deadpool? When Deadpool punches the metal dude?
In the dick?
No, just in general and his hand breaks. That'd be me trying to punch his arm.
Okay, well...
Yeah.
You're bringing up fucking... Here Comes the Pain character, so I just figured...
Okay. And then I would have The Rock.
Okay.
Brock Lesnar. And then, who did I say first?
Undertaker. Badass.
Okay. And then, I would have Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
And...
Wait, 2010 version?
No. Actually, I'd have TNA one version.
Drew Galloway.
Drew Galloway.
Which is basically Drew McIntyre right now.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah, I guess. What? Except he was good to get titles.
Okay, well, they're gonna give him titles. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Okay, you know, you sounded confident until you said hopefully.
Well, I'm not saying he couldn't do it. I'm saying it does not if they want him to do it.
And then my fifth member, that's Sting. Joker Sting.
Joker Sting. Oh, TNA Sting.
TNA Joker Sting.
What are you?
My five?
Yeah, you're just your five.
Of course, Kurt.
Kurt.
Like 0405 Kurt.
0405. I like 0607 Kurt.
Yeah.
I like the one that doesn't have fucking numbers.
What do you mean?
That Steven Richards guy.
Okay. So Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
Chris Benoit, that Steven Richards
That's
guy.
That's an inside joke. I don't think they'll understand that.
Yeah.
Ha ha, but oh.
Well, they get it now. Anyway.
No, I still don't get it.
Seriously?
No.
Steven Richards was kind of like a nobody jobber. No one really knows about him. And then no content creators weren't, they didn't like.
They put Chris Benoit's body and they put Steven Richards.
And it was like, and then, right, so content creators couldn't say Chris Benoit because, you know, they were like WWE stuff. And so they would call him that Steven Richards guy as like an inside joke.
Gotcha. Kind of. Okay, gotcha. Now I know. Now I'm in the loop.
Yeah. And they'd be like, who is this? It's probably that Steven Richards guy.
Okay, so Chris Benoit. Yeah. Who else? You have three more.
Angle Benoit.
Probably Jericho.
Jericho? Oh, fuck.
That was your fault.
I would put Omega in mine.
Well, you can't do that now. Look at it, can you?
Suck a peen. We didn't do that.
No, that was my sex robot. Hey, Betsy, can you give me something to drink? Thank you.
As my.
What's that, dear? You have to turn it on, like, medium, at least. Yes, you add water to it.
You stupid.
Caffeinated tea.
You stupid.
Yes, I want sugar.
No, you don't use the stove, you stupid bitch.
Hey, don't talk to her like that. Yeah, what she said. Okay, so, yes.
What was that? You want to the back of my hand, robot lady?
When I want a beer, hey, when I want a beer, it should be fucking open, okay?
If my sandwich is warm out of the oven when it gets in here, I'll smack it in the face.
Yes, you do the dishes afterwards.
Don't listen to them. You just do what you want to do. Besides that,
I don't even want to know what you said.
No, you don't do that. Put that down. That's for tonight. Yes, I'll add the chocolate. We get into some weird shit. Damn right we do.
Whipped cream.
Honey, want to try whipped cream tonight? She's allergic. Wait, you're a fucking robot. Don't come with that bullshit. You're not pregnant.
Oh, well, maybe you are. How?
When'd you meet him? You said you loved me. So. Tonight?
That's where my cranberry Sprite
went. But I don't have. I don't have a way to go. Alright, fine. I'll ask my grandma if I can move in with her.
The bitch doesn't love you anymore.
So you like Ross from Friends? Did you turn out to be a lesbian?
Maybe, but I thought you loved me. What does he have that I don't? Sorry, mine's not metal.
Hey.
It's the fucking crock pot!
No. She wants an annulment.
We're having marital problems.
She wants an annulment.
Okay, she... no, okay, back to Survivor Series. Fuck him.
Oh, Chris, I don't think surgery is the answer here.
I still thought you loved me. Taking a dog. Bitch, taking a dog.
Ask her if you can at least have your clothes.
We're having some... I'm having some marital problems now with the robot. I'll tell him your name. Her name is... I'm getting to that. I will unplug your ass.
Learn what you did the other night.
Her name is... Toshiba 500. Okay, fine. I'll say your own name. Her name is Betty Boop. Alright, fine. Her name is Siri. I said it. You're welcome. And now it's bloopers.